It's the new Bob Hope Show, a holiday salute to our troops. Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Brown, welcoming you to the WGTD Radio Theater. This is show number 38, and we're coming to you live from the Madrigano Auditorium on the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha law firm of O'Connor, Dumais, Aaliyah, and McTernan, a full-service law firm with an emphasis on personal injury, civil litigation, and business law. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a very special show, a show to salute our troops, past and present, and their families, and those who support them from the home front. We now take you to the man who epitomized patriotism and support of our troops, starting back in 1941 and continuing through many decades, and gave so much back to our country. Please welcome Bob Hope and his number one sidekick, Wendell Niles.
From the Madrigano Auditorium in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the new Bob Hope Show, a holiday salute to the troops, starring Bob Hope and friends. Special musical guests are singer Jill Jensen and world-renowned guitarist Jack Grossel, singer Larry Zarletti, and the renowned Dixie Dudes. We'll also be joined by Racine Mayor John Dickert and Gateway Technical College President Brian Elbrecht, Shanita Ray, Miss Racine, Vanessa Marone, Miss Kenosha, and our own 91.1 players will keep us laughing, and we may even have some very special people drop in to say hi. And now, here is the man you've been waiting for, a profile that you'll never forget, world traveler and lead actor in any film in which Bing Crosby appears, here's Bob Hope.
Thank you so much, Wendell Niles. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, Kenosha, and Racine. Here I am, Hope. Well, here we are back in Kenosha. Just when I was getting used to the heat and sand in Iraq, I'm here in the cold snow and rain. Well, you know what they say. Join the service, see the world. I just wish we'd pick one climate to send the troops to so I could just have one wardrobe.
Well, Bob, if you'd watch your weight, you could stop having to get new wardrobes, too.
Everyone wants to get into the act. You should have seen the reception I got at the airport.
I guess they were expecting to see Crosby with you.
Hey, come on, I mean, really.
So they really were there to see Crosby.
Yeah, very funny. What a crowd, though. And it's been a while since I've flown. I found out that I shouldn't have yelled, "Hi, Jack," to one of the boys in the band. That sure brought a crowd over to me. The strip search wasn't so bad, though. Even though it sure got chilly. Not used to that after Iraq. And what is this about having to take off your shoes to get on an airplane? I thought the Geneva Convention outlawed gas warfare. I'll tell you this much. I should have flown into Mitchell Field instead of O'Hare. Where else but Milwaukee can you get an airport meal with bratwurst, knockwurst, Polish sausage, and kraut, and then buy some cheddar cheese for the trip home? No wonder I'm always needing bigger trousers. Sure beats those meals they serve in the desert, though. I know we're supposed to eat more fiber, but since when does sand blowing into your food count as fiber? And no alcohol over there? What's that about? How the heck can you wash sand down your throat without beer? Oh, here's an okay airport, though. Lots of soldiers and sailors walking through there these days.
Many women soldiers?
Oh, yeah, plenty. And all very pretty.
Glad to hear it. But what about the women?
I'll tell you, though. Those terrorists have got to be scared to death of our military. I mean, wouldn't you be scared of someone who could haul a 50-pound backpack, hit a bullseye off a target with their rifle, drive a tank through the desert, and all in high heels?
It's good to be here in Kenosha, though.
Say, are we going to go to the American Motors plant?
American Motors? Boy, it has been a while since you were here.
Oh, that's right. Chrysler bought it.
Yeah, then the Germans. And now, the Italians.
The Germans and the Italians? I thought we won World War II.
Racine is a great town, too.
Have the Germans and Italians bought anything up there?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I want to pick up some Kringle while we're here.
Good thing you got those shots from the army. Wouldn't want you to pick up anything there.
Any canteen around here?
There you go down memory lane, Bob. Those are long gone. Long gone, Bob. Long gone.
Too bad. Those were marvelous places. In fact, let's call the Madrigal the Kenosha Canteen for our show. Any enlisted man or woman could come in, be entertained by the top talent, and get free food served by beauties. Can you imagine all those beautiful hostesses and only servicemen are allowed? I know one guy who got dressed up in a uniform so that he could get into the canteen. But they knew he was a fake because the uniform fitted him. So they threw me out.
Say, Bob, did they have a red carpet for you when you drove up to the building?
Certainly. Then the producer turned to me and said, "I'm glad you're back, Bob. Now get the vacuum."
Say, isn't that Brian Albrecht over there?
You bet. Here's Brian Albrecht, president here at Gateway Technical College.
Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Bob, for being here at Gateway.
Mr. President, I can't begin to tell you just how wonderful everyone has been here at Gateway.
Oh, that's good to hear, Bob. Everyone here wants to make it a great place to get an education. Say, what was your education like?
Well, it had a few less buildings than this one.
Oh, that's right. Given how old you look, you must have gone to one of those one-room schoolhouses.
Aw, come on. I'm not that old.
Well, then, how many rooms did your school have?
That depends.
On what?
On whether I can count the bathroom as a room.
Good to hear there was plumbing, Bob.
Hey, we had all the modern conveniences.
Modern? Well, I suppose if you consider gas lights as considered modern at that time.
What else is going on these days at Gateway, Brian?
Well, we have a huge craft fair over in the academic building today. All kinds of gifts and things to buy for the holidays. Everyone is invited.
Me too?
Of course. As long as you leave that Jack Benny at home. Last year he came down from Waukegan. He was paying for things with checks and telling people to save the checks as his autograph.
At least he didn't charge for the checks.
Oh, don't give him any ideas, and don't take any of his checks. Say, Bob, I need to get going. Lots of things going on here at Gateway.
I can see that.
I just wanted to stop by and thank all the military servicemen and women and their families for their service to our country, and let them know that Gateway is here to help.
And?
And what?
And aren't, you know, going to thank me for being on your campus today and bringing such a presence?
Like I said, Bob, I'd like to thank the U.S. military servicemen and women.
Brian Albrecht, ladies and gentlemen. So, Wendell, I think we need a musical interlude. What do you think?
I agree.
Well, what should I sing?
You sing?
All right, all right. Let's bring a real singer up here. Larry Zarletti! So, Larry, how are you? Are they treating you all right?
Bob, they're treating me terrific.
That's good to know, Larry.
Bob, we do need to move the show along, you know.
Thanks, Wendell. Say, Larry, how about a song?
I'd love to do a number, Bob.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow's a-glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though you know gets a chillin', we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. walking in a winter. I'm walking in a winter. Walking in a winter wonderland.
That was great, Larry. Another big hand for Larry Zarletti.
Looks like it's time for the 91.1 players, Bob.
Say, that sounds great. What part am I going to play?
Sure. Let me check with them. Say, what part is Mr. Hope going to have?
You mean that old guy?
Yeah, him.
Can he act?
Bob Hope was in lots of movies.
He ever win an Oscar?
Well, no.
So he's not that good?
Hey, it's Christmas. Let's just give him a part.
Yeah, okay, whatever. He can be one of the enlisted men. Here's a script.
Here you go, Bob. You're playing an enlisted man.
Enlisted man? Why not an officer?
Why not an Oscar?
Okay, I get the message. Let's get started.
The 91.1 players are proud to present Bob Joins the Army.
Well, here I am, first day in the Army. I hope it's not too rough. Say, my name is Bob. Where are you from?
What's it to you?
Nothing. I just thought I'd make conversation. What you got in your hand there?
Where have you been? It's a cell phone.
A cell phone? Where'd you get that? Prison?
As a matter of fact, yeah. I'm on a prison release program. It was either spend 5 years in the Army or 5 years in prison.
Okay. What were you in for?
Well, if I tell you, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, that's okay. I tend to be too nosy for my own good anyway. I'll just move on down here. And he'd probably know just how to kill me, too. Say, what about you? Where are you from?
Wisconsin.
Oh, the state with all the cows.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
How old are you? I mean, you seem too young to be in the Army.
You seem too old to even be alive.
Man, rough crowd.
Listen up, people. I'm your drill sergeant for the next 6 weeks. I will be your mother, father, sister, and brother. Got that?
Yeah, okay.
You will address me as sergeant, as in sergeant, yes, sergeant, or sergeant, no sergeant. Got that?
Sergeant, yes, sergeant.
Say, she's quite a looker. Nice set of gams.
Gams? What are gams?
Boy, this is a young group.
Say you, the old one. You have something to say?
No, sir. Sergeant. It's just that I'm not used to women in the Army, sir, or ma'am. I mean, sergeant.
You have a problem with it?
Oh, no, I think it's great. I'd rather be looking at you than some thick-necked male sergeant.
Oh, brother. These recruits get worse and worse. Say, how the heck did they ever let you in the Army? You seem too fat, too dumb, and too old.
Well, I used to be in the service years ago. But there's this clause in my discharge paper that says Uncle Sam can call me back if they decide they need me.
So which army were you in?
Which army?
Yeah. Union or Confederate?
Say, I'm not that old.
Makes no matter to me. I gotta get you recruits ready to protect our country no matter what they send me. Okay, everyone. Line up along this line on the ground. Double time.
Hey, get out of my way.
What?
Move over there.
Hey, well, for Pete's sake, what the...
What is your problem now?
Just trying to line up. No problem at all. None at all.
None at all who?
Sergeant. None at all, Sergeant.
All right. Listen up. Now, everyone, turn to your left. Now, what the heck are you waiting for?
Hey, old guy, your other left.
Darn, when did they change that?
How's it coming? Figure it out yet?
Well, usually it's a different woman who asks me to turn to the left.
And which woman would that be?
Nancy Pelosi.
And to the right?
Well, Sarah Palin. Say, when did women take over politics?
We're taking over to clean up the mess you guys created. After all, it's always the women that are stuck doing the dirty work, like shaping you guys up for the army. Now, into the barracks. Left, 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 right, left.
Okay, here goes. Look out, Osama!
Say, Bob, how about another song?
You bet, Wendell. What should I sing?
Well, I was thinking that it might be a good time to bring out Jill and Jack.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Sounds like a great idea. And here's Jill Jensen, ladies and gentlemen. Here she is with Jack Russell.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tinkle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full that's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every step on the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be here with the answers to the prayers that you've made through the year. He'll be yours if you've done everything you should. Extra special good, he'll make this December the best you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is here again.
And singing The Man with the Bag.
Oh. Well, thanks, Bob. You know, I'm always happy to sing for the troops and their families.
What about me, Jill?
What do you mean, Robert?
I mean, was that song only for the troops?
Hold on a minute. I need to ask Jack.
Great. Now our star singer has to ask the star guitarist, Jack Grossel, for some advice. What did Jack have to say?
Hold on, I have a list.
A list? There are more things on that list than I usually give to the IRS with my excuses for paying my taxes late.
Bob, that song I just sang was for all of the troops serving overseas and their families. And also it was for all of the brave men and women who serve stateside in our armed forces.
And
for you, Bob.
Oh, that's good to hear. I thought for a moment that I'd have to enlist in the Army or Navy just to have you sing for me.
Bob, you really don't have to do that. Really. You don't have to, Bob. Please don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jill Jensen and Jack Grossel. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to introduce a man who drove all the way here from Racine, where he's the mayor of that great city on Lake Michigan. Please welcome his honor, the mayor, John Dickert.
Thanks, Bob. It's great being here on your show from Kenosha.
Mayor, I sense a bit of consternation on your part. Am I right?
Well, actually, Bob, I'm very happy to be right here in Kenosha on the beautiful campus of Gateway Technical College.
Are you really?
Of course, although you can't see the lake from here. Well, that's too bad.
I tried to get the Army Corps of Engineers to move it closer to 30th Avenue, right where we are now, but they said it wasn't in the stimulus budget.
Well, you know, Bob, my office has a beautiful view of the lake, and Racine campus of Gateway Technical College is a lot closer to the lake, but who's counting?
I'm certainly not doing so, Mr. Mayor. Speaking about counting, you were born here in Racine, right?
That's right, Bob. Born and raised in Racine.
Is Racine all ready for the holidays?
You bet, Bob. We have all sorts of special events scheduled throughout the season.
How's that 6th Street construction going?
Well, we just had a rededication ceremony last month, and it looks really great.
Say, by any chance, did you bring a Kringle?
Well, Bob, I was going to, but your handler said the last thing that you needed was a Kringle. Something about you barely being able to fit into your pants and needing too many wardrobes the way it is.
Time for new handlers. Well, Mayor Dickert, our time is short, and we have some more wonderful music coming up. You don't sing, do you, Mayor?
Well, I do, just a bit, but I don't think I want to compete with Larry Zarletti. I think I'd lose that one. One thing that I do want to say before I leave is thanks to all our military, past and present, and their families here in our audience and wherever they are, around the world for their steadfast service to our great country. They all make us so proud to be Americans and Badgers. Happy holidays to all.
Ladies and gentlemen, please thank Racine Mayor John Dickert. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to present one of the foremost comedians, Phyllis Diller.
So good to see you again.
Hi, Phyllis. Wish I could say the same.
You're no Burt Reynolds yourself.
But at least I wouldn't be mistaken for him. One thing our audience should know about you is that you were one of the pioneers of female stand-up comics.
Yeah, and you should have seen the covered wagon I rode around in.
Oh, come on, Phyllis. You're not that old.
Bob, you know you're old when they discontinue your blood type. Say, Bob, I was talking to my husband, Fang, the other day.
Really? You talked to him?
Well, now and then. Wouldn't want to spoil him, you know.
I suppose he's popular these days with a name like Fang.
Oh, yes, yes. Everyone thinks he's some kind of vampire. But the only thing he gets blood out of is the buffalo on the head of a nickel.
Nice crowd here, wouldn't you say, Phyllis?
Oh, you bet, Bob. Always good to see so many vets and their families. Reminds me of Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving. My cooking was so bad, my kids thought Thanksgiving was to commemorate Pearl Harbor.
How are your children?
Oh, they're great, Bob. Just great. Doing very well. I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford. Then I want to move in with them.
Now there's a retirement plan I like.
Well, Bob, I should get going. I've got lots to get done for the holidays. Always want to make sure my kids have a nice holiday, you know. After all, they're the ones who will be picking out my nursing home.
Phyllis Diller, ladies and gentlemen.
Say, Bob, there's a couple of very attractive women over there who say they are here to see you. Did you put some kind of anonymous ad in the classifieds again?
Oh, come on, Wendell. I still have what it takes. Why, just the other day, a pretty girl came up to me and asked me for my autograph.
Women police officers having you sign the traffic ticket they are giving you don't count, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kenosha, Vanessa Maroney, and Miss Racine Shanita Ray.
Why, hi, ladies.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
I'm so happy that you could both be here with me today.
Well, when we heard you were going to be in town, Bob, we cleared our schedules right away.
By the way, Bob, just how fast were you driving down Green Bay Road, Bob?
Couldn't have been me, officer. Shanita. Wendell does the driving for me these days.
Can't fit behind the wheel?
Or couldn't pass the eye test?
Come on, ladies, give me a break.
Well, we have an idea to help you out, Bob.
We'll let you off the hook if you sing Silver Bells with us, okay, Bob?
I thought you'd never ask.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all their bustle, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Vanessa Maroney and Shanita Ray. And now the Dixie Dudes.
Gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee. Thank you. You ought to see Deacon Jones when he rattles his bones. Old Parson Brown dancing round like a clown. Miss Virginia, who was past 83, shouting out full of pepper, watch your step, watch your step. One-legged Joe dancing round on his toe. Throws away his crutch and hollers, let her go. My honey, hail, hail, the gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee. Patrick Duffy, ladies and gentlemen. You ought to see Deacon Jones when he rattles his bones. Old Parson Brown dancing round like a clown. Miss Virginia, who was past 83, shouting out full of pepper, watch your step, watch your step. One-legged Joe dancing round on his toe. Throws away his crutch and hollers, let her go. My honey, hail, hail. Gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee.
Wasn't that great? The Dixie Dudes! So, Bill, how about introducing the Dixie Dudes to us?
Sure, Bob. On the tenor sax, we have Dave Beach. On the clarinet, we have Russ Miller. And on banjo, we have and vocals, Tom O'Brien, who's doing a great job. He's kind of new to the group. And then we have Jeff Witt, trombone, Rebecca Italian on piano out of Antioch. We have Patrick Duffy on guitar, Janet Westad on the bass, and then Hans Plattner on drums. Thank you.
So how long have you been playing?
Oh, I don't know, about 7 years or so.
That long? And always played Dixieland?
Sure, you bet, Bob. We like bringing back some of the old tunes. Heck, Bob, you probably remember when these songs were first placed. When you were in which army was that, Bob?
You know, I'm getting to feel self-conscious about my age. A big hand for the Dixie Dudes, everyone! And now, for one of the greatest actresses of our time and the president of the Kenosha Canteen, Miss Betty Davis!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. That was a most flattering introduction. Are you sure I deserve it?
Well, you certainly do, Betty. You're all the things I said you are and more. Really, it's a pleasure to meet someone in my own class. Ooh. But seriously, Betty, It's a thrill for me to be here at the Kenosha Canteen tonight and to give what assistance we can to the wonderful work that's being done here.
Bob, we're certainly grateful to you for broadcasting from here.
Say, I guess this is the first radio show to be broadcast from the Kenosha Canteen, eh, Betty?
Yeah, that's right, Bob, you are. Later on, there'll be others, but we thought we'd start in a small way.
Now, wait a minute. I'm a big name.
Yes, I know, Bob, and I know what it is, but let's be friendly.
But, Betty, this is really a wonderful place here for the soldiers and sailors.
We're so glad you think so, Bob. Bob, there is a little matter I want to take up with you. You do know that all the food and entertainment at the canteen is free.
Of course I know that.
Then why were you standing on the street, yelling to the soldiers, "Hey, come on in, fellas, it's my treat"?
Well, I left the tips for all of them. I bet the enlistment men had a lot of fun here, Betty.
Oh, you bet, Bob. One soldier who spent the evening there came up to me when it was all over and said he'd had such a good time he wished he could take the whole place back to camp with him.
Gee, that was certainly nice of him.
Yes, but the MPs caught him half a block from here with 9 pieces of silverware and Lana Turner. By the way, Bob, I understand you did some wonderful work selling war bonds.
That's right, Betty. I've been offering a kiss to every movie star who bought a $500 bond.
That's wonderful. And how many have you sold?
One. And Boris Karloff wants his money back. Betty, before we do a sketch for the folks here, I see that guitar player, Jack Grossel, tuning his guitar. So I think that means we're going to be treated once again to a wonderful tune from Jill Jensen.
Jack, are you ready?
They tuned it at the factory. Something must have gone wrong.
Would you like to hear Sleigh Ride?
Sounds fine. Jill Jensen and Jack Grossel.
I hope. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside, snow is falling and friends are calling. Yoo-hoo! Come on! It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're riding along with a song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled close together like two birds of a feather should be. Let's take the road before us, sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy when they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we'll remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside, snow is falling, friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're riding along with a song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled close together as two birds of a feather should be. Let's take the road before us, sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Just you.
That was great, Jill. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Thank you, everybody out there, and thank you, Jack Grossel.
You're welcome.
And now, let's hear from the Dixie Dudes.
Come along with me down the Mississippi. We're gonna go where the elite meet. Head down the river down to Basin Street. Basin Street, that's where folks all meet. In New Orleans, land of dreams, you'll never know how much it means to be in love with New Orleans. I'm sad to say I lost my way, but now that I can choose, I'm heading home. I'll lose the Basin Street blues.
Tito's, ladies and gentlemen. Next, we have a very special holiday treat for all of you. A number of years ago, my good friend Stan Freeberg wrote a script that was a spoof of Jack Webb's Dragnet. It was called Christmas Dragnet, and it went something like this.
My name is Wednesday, Joe Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief's name is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve. They brought in a guy named Grudge. When they heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watchout of homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out on Santa Claus, you know.
Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner, you know? All the trimmings. Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe. Chestnuts, all the trimmings, you know? Cranberry sauce, love to have you. The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks, you know? Olives, pickles, scallions. Most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Notice what, Frank?
How most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Well, I'll see.
Mrs. always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks, you know? Olives, pickles, scallions.
Let's not go through that again.
Go through what, Joe?
How most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh, you notice that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide, Wednesday.
Smatter, Joe. Smatter, Joe.
Bringing in a guy in a 409-635-096704. I don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy. Didn't believe in Santa Claus. Guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge. Is that right?
Yeah!
Says here you didn't believe in Santa Claus. Hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure, I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshots.
Any fingerprints?
No latent prints. I just know, that's all. Like saying there's no Easter Bunny.
There's another guy there ain't no of.
What's your story, mister?
Joe, he said that just to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge. Didn't I pick you up 3 years ago in a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah, and I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do ya?
Nothing! And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm gonna get up and walk out right out of this room, because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Pretty funny. The police department's got nothing to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter. Got in. Flew around the city for hours. I showed him to department stores. What's hurting in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people! But I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care. But I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus!
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job? Get to the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Santa's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Well, why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short of help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Uh-huh, that figures.
What a waste of time!
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would have to come in the one night he's out on the whole year.
What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
Well, my boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish, olives, pickles, and them little carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Uh-huh.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How'd you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for a second load pretty soon. Say, would you like to all hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Do you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Uh-huh.
Man, look at all that stuff!
Well, would you believe it? They're all for the same man. Been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
'Cause he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Uh-huh, we know.
I don't suppose there is no chance that this guy can still,
Get the presents? Oh, sure, he gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie, what's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well then, I believe in Santa Claus. And Columbus.
How about Cincinnati and Cleveland and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind about Toledo.
Look, Grudge. Up in the sky, he's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know who can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
Let's have another hand for the 91.1 players. How about another song from Larry Zarletti?
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Leaves have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. If only, if only.
my dreams.
Wasn't that great? Larry Zoletti, folks!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us this morning for the WGTD Radio Theater's live broadcast of the new Bob Hope Show, a holiday salute to our troops. Underwriting for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha law firm of O'Connor, Dumais, Alia, and McTernan. For the WGTD Radio Theater, I'm your host, Steve Brown. Thank you so much for listening.